When the Paris Olympics begin, fans of fencing can root for something new. The sport's world champion is an American who hopes to make history because no American man has ever won Olympic gold in saber. Here's Craig LaMolt of member station GBH.
Eli Dershowitz and a teammate on the U.S. Olympic fencing team stand ready, their feet apart, knees bent, and sabers pointed up.
Ready, fence.
They lunge at each other and begin an aggressive but strategic dance, alternating between attacking and retreating, trailing an electric cord. It only takes a few moments for a touch of the blade to register on their electrified jackets, scoring a point. And then they do it again.
Ready, fence.
And the other two fencing sports, foil and épée, you have to touch with the tip of the blade to score a point, Dershowitz explains.
In saber, it's a slashing weapon, so you cut with the side of the blade, and anywhere from the waist up, chest, arms, mask, it's all valid target, so it's a lot easier to score a point. So it's very normal to have some welts on your back after practice.
Dershowitz has been fencing since he was 9 years old, growing up in Sherbourne, Massachusetts. He followed his older brother into the sport.
Yeah, I mean, we would hit each other with whatever we could from a young age, you know, like who doesn't want to play a sport where you can just, you know, pick up a metal saber and kind of like whack your friends and not get in trouble for it.
But there's more to saber than beating up your friends. There's a lot of strategy involved. It's not just about who gets the hit first. Often, both fencers hit simultaneously.
And then whoever's the aggressor, whoever's either accelerating towards the opponent first, being more aggressive with the feet, with the arm, they get the benefit of the doubt. We call it priority.
That interpretation can lead to some lively debates in practice.
You're extending arm to make counterattack as I make my attack, and I'm hitting your guard and I'm hitting you.
I hit threat, and then you hit my guard and
initiate the attack.
At 28, Dershowitz is the old man at this practice in Manhattan. He went to his first Olympics in 2016 and lost in the first round. Back then, he had a very different attitude.
My entire life just revolved around grinding and the belief system that I was able to put my body and my mind through more pain and more hardship than, you know, my competitors, that I would have an edge up.
He says he's now more focused on making sure he's healthy.
I think I still pride myself on being a very hard worker and very disciplined, but my goal is no longer to maximize pain and maximize misery in training.
After that first Olympic disappointment, Dershowitz returned to Harvard, where he dominated collegiately. He represented the U.S. at the Tokyo Summer Olympics in 2021, but once again, he was disappointed by the result.
I knew the second I stepped off the strip in Tokyo that I didn't perform the way that I knew I was capable of, and I knew at that moment that I was going to do everything in my power to get back in 2024.
As he worked toward that goal, Dershowitz did something last year that no American had ever done in a Sabre World Championships.
Well done to Eli Dershowitz of the United States of America. You are the world champion.
The U.S. men's saber coach, Aki Spencer-Eel, says that world champion title puts Dershowitz in a different category going into this Olympics.
The difference before is that he wasn't a favorite to medal. Capable, yes. But now he's going in as a favorite, so I'm interested to see how he handles that pressure. I think he'll handle it well.
Dershowitz says he's trying not to think about medaling. In fencing, there are just too many variables.
Well, I can't control if the people around me have the best day of their life. I can't control if the people around me or my competitors are training super hard, not training super hard.
What he can control, he says, is his own preparation. And he says that's all he's trying to focus on as he gets ready for the Paris Olympics. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt.